on the other hand, if you can have the best tax regime, but if you don't have stability, if you don't have quality workers, if you don't have a rational regulatory regime, and if you don't have the ability to run your supply chain in a thoughtful way, you're going to go somewhere else. Ireland has put together a great composite of issues, led not by all of that, but the most important thing are the Irish workers, the Irish people, and the Irish government.
If Europe forces us to increase our corporation tax rate even by 1%, do you think that American companies will start to leave Ireland?
Europe can't do that under the agreement that Ireland made when they supported the Lisbon agreements.
You've suggested in an interview with the Irish Times today that you would like to see an entirely unencumbered trade between EU and US for manufactured goods. What do you mean by that?
I mean that the EU and the US have an extraordinary opportunity to quickly increase trade between us by $150 billion a year, and we could do that in 2 or 3 years, by simply dropping all of the tariffs and duties on manufactured goods. Now, people in agriculture and services, we'll get to that. But right now, you could make a big dent and drive up the economies and recognize that everybody talks about China. Everybody talks about all these other countries. The biggest trading relationship in the world is between the EU and the US. It's more than 40% of the global economy, and we don't pay enough attention to it, and we could make it even bigger by going out and doing this, and people all over the world would watch very carefully, and I believe it would move us towards a global trade agreement.
And who do you think Ireland's main competitors are for American business?
Well, clearly, for some manufacturing, going into the ASEAN countries, into China, perhaps to India or Brazil, are questions that arise. And smart companies want to have a counter-cyclical kind of investment and manufacturing and services agreement. So you don't want to be constrained to one place, but you need to have a base. So the base for 40-plus percent of the global economy for the U.S. outside our country is Ireland. And we are building bases in other places for those major areas of the world that are going to be fast-growing in the future.
And finally, can you tell us a little bit about your Irish heritage?
Oh, it's ecumenical. You see, my mother's father's name was Ahern, famous name here, and he ended up being the Republican leader in Brooklyn and Nassau County, your heritage. And my father's name, grandfather, of course, was Donahue. And he was a Tammany Hall Democrat. So you can imagine the conversations around the Thanksgiving table. And I came to understand ecumenical politics or bipartisan politics and passionate politics in my own home.
And are you any relation to our former Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern?
Only the people that look into heritage will figure that out. Actually, when I come back, I'm coming back to Ireland in the spring with some friends. I've got a whole lot of meetings, but I'm going to spend a little time. We're going to try and see if we can go find them both.
News Talk Breakfast.
Thanks to Siemens.
Fire Safety Solutions.